Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook. That's my man. Hey, that's my man. I'm begging for you
to take my hand, make my plans. That's my man. Well, I haven't been in this studio since the 23rd of December. I've only talked to Laura once or twice over that span of time. What do we call it? Off the grid? Isn't that what we call it?
Yes, you definitely went off the grid. What did I text you? It was maybe a few days in, and I texted you something, then I was like, hold on, I need to find it.
No, please don't.
We do text a lot.
It's going to be actually, like, Tom, are you alive?
No. It wasn't that.
Okay.
Oh, I said, just calling to say hi. Apparently, Tommy Tom is off the grid.
It's an expression Mark Lawrence came up with years ago. We love
it. Yes, it is.
I will be untethered or I will be off the grid.
How was your vacation?
My vacation was very quiet, and there was some good in there and there was some sadness in there because I didn't get to see any of my family. So it was very depressing. You know how I like to take these 1 and 2 day road trips, 3 or 4 of them in a 10 day spell.
And normally we end up meeting where several of your family members live, which would be the awesomeness that is the Syracuse area in upstate New York.
And there may or may not be an Irish pub involved called Kitty
and
Hoyne's.
And we always go to Kitty Hoyne's and always celebrate Tom's birthday. And this is the first year that we haven't done that.
I know, it's sad. I did get a text message from a nephew living up there saying, Kitty Hoyne's ain't the same without you, UT, for Uncle Tom. But anyway, it was sad that I did not see my children. It's still affecting me a little bit. I'm very sad about that. Brothers and sisters that I missed along the way, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews. What do you call it when your niece or nephew has a child? Is that a second niece or second nephew?
I don't even know. Great-niece or your great-nephew, right?
There you go. That's probably it. I missed all of that because they're all across state lines, and I'm living by the rules.
Good for you.
8 to 10 million Americans did not, but I knew that we here at SBC Media live up to the rules, and we mask up, we follow quarantine,
we do
that stuff. So I was kind of in Point Township for 10 days. Sometimes I didn't even leave the house. It was weird. It was just
That's not
weird.
Like you.
And then I saw your video yesterday hiking through the woods as a family, you and Keith do talk. I didn't even leave the door. I was like, I didn't even go out on the deck, and I'm watching you hiking and I'm thinking, I am such a lazy ass.
The video that I did not put on social media, I just sent it to a few select friends.
It was
friends.
Hilarious.
It was because the dogs and I, it was just, Keith and I were the only idiots hiking yesterday.
No, it was cool. It was snowing. It was starting to sleet.
It was beautiful. But we went up the Natalie Mountain, the old mining trail.
Right.
There's several up there. Mm-hmm. And I basically looked at the husband. I was like, yeah, right. He's like, this level of fitness hiked in Nepal, this level of fitness can go anywhere.
Well, you're already planning your next trip, you say in the video, in 2022.
2022, we're going to Kilimanjaro.
So good luck with that, Keith. I was inspired just by watching him breathe heavy. I was inspired. I know I couldn't do that. But overall, your Christmas, your family is closer. They're local, so did you have
they
a
are.
Nice holiday?
Yes, we didn't get together with the good side of the family because, unfortunately, several members were under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is okay, though, which is very good.
That's very good.
But just keeping it safe. We don't want anything to happen to Grandma. Good. God bless her.
Yes.
So we literally just saw my sister, my nephews, and my parents, and then Keith's parents distantly.
Yes.
I
chuckle a little bit because if I use the phrase that you just used, we saw the good side of the family. My family would all call and say, what side is that? What are you trying to say? But you know, you're Laura Good, so there you go.
That's the good side
of the family.
The good side, as opposed to the Washaleski side.
There it is.
No, it was weird, though, because normally, and it's funny, we were texting with Matt Catrillo, Matt the news guy.
Yes, we were.
Normally, I have a big old party at my house.
Yes, you do.
And we all get together.
Uh-huh.
And there are several opportunities, like a big radio station party, and then a radio station luncheon, and a Secret Santa gift exchange, and then a huge party at my house. And none of that happened this year.
None of it happened. All in the line of safety. And yes.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so am I. I turned another year older.
You did?
I can't believe it.
I told the world.
61. You did tell the world. I was like, what is she doing? I don't check my personal Facebook page because that may be my New Year's resolution. More on that later. But I got like hundreds upon hundreds, probably near 1,000 people saying, happy birthday, Tom. And I'm like, wow, where'd this come from? Then I found out it was you. Thank you.
Tagged you in everything.
If I find out Mark Lawrence had anything to do with this, or was it, did you act solely?
I will take full responsibility for my actions.
There I had nothing to do with that.
But, see,
but happy birthday, and the celebration still leaves me with a headache today.
That's not true. Again, I spent my entire 10 days holed up in Point Township because I couldn't visit anybody. Sad. But anyway, we're back. And all right, Christmas for both of us, a birthday for me. Oh, New Year's, another thing. Really quiet. You?
Same.
Mark?
Hey, surprise. I got to work an extra day that I was unaware of.
What?
What?
That was great.
Did somebody tell you?
You're aware of it now, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I've already worked it. Okay. Like, it was fine. Yeah.
Work it, buddy.
But there was a little miscommunication. And Tom and I both thought that we were off Thursday, Friday last week. Yeah. Thursday, Friday the week before. Not so much.
I had paperwork to prove it. I don't know what happened.
He didn't have the signature, apparently.
No, but I had the paperwork.
Apparently, Georgia counted up her time card. You'd have to work Friday.
Hey, we're all back together, and that's who counts. Mark Lawrence is here. You're Rob, right. The Sports Center. Whoever the heck that guy is doing the weather, we'll
Barry?
Figure that out.
What was his name? Barry?
No, I think he said Brian May.
He's Brian. Like,
yeah, he's okay. An original member of Queen. So,
that's right, Brian May. Okay.
Strange. Cool. But we're back together in 2021.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, always having fun.
Tom and Laura in the morning. What did you say last week on the radio? That it's more like a New Year's intention instead of resolution?
Well, resolutions get broken so easily that I read this article. I can't remember when I was by myself last week in studio. And it said, don't resolve, set an intention to, because a year is a journey and you can intend to do a lot of things, but there are sometimes bumps along the way. So set an intention and then be kind to yourself and let yourself sort of grow into the new habit that you're trying to form.
I was watching NFL football yesterday and I noticed the very few commercial breaks that there were because it's the new year. They had to do with diet food, fitness plans, fitness equipment. And I was like, look, we're not that dumb. We know you're bombarding us with all this stuff because it's the new year. And you know what? Sometimes we set the goals too high. And then there you are, 4th of January, eating a glazed donut for breakfast saying, well, here goes my diet plan to lose 100 pounds. I say, don't do that. Right?
Yeah. Well, and plus the way we talk about that kind of stuff, really, there's an annual flood of diet offers and gym offers and pyramid schemes and all kinds of stuff to make people like lose weight quick.
Right.
Which I don't think is the way we should talk about these things. You have to be really, I think, mindful of the way you're using the language and sharing any weight loss goals you have, because sometimes the people that you're talking to, you're like looking at them and being like, nobody wants to look like you. That could be harmful and hurtful.
Yes, you are absolutely right. And when it comes to other issues, that's it. I'm quitting drinking. January, I got bombed on my New Year's Eve party. I'm done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or smoking. People who smoke, they smoke a few packs a day or whatever. And then they say, that's it. I'm dropping it on New Year's Day. These things are not easy, okay? We have to take
No, none of them are.
Take it in steps.
Which is why I think an intention, right? Yeah, baby steps. And the thing is a habit, if you would like something to become a daily habit, it takes 21 days to make it a true daily habit. And that's both like physically and psychologically.
Mm-hmm. So
I think If you, I don't know, if you derail, no problem. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Start new, start fresh the next hour, the next second, the next minute, the next day.
Almost every month, the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies talk about this kind of stuff. Baby steps, right? Catherine and Beth always say, you're not just going to be skinny tomorrow. It's not going to happen that way. You didn't just get heavy overnight. All right? Same thing with smoking, drinking, gambling. Whatever your issue is, whatever you're going to try to fix, we could do that. Coming up in the next few minutes, Laura and I are going to talk about our intentions.
Yes, our intentions, not our resolutions. Our New Year's intentions.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Jealousy, the only wasted human emotion, my dad used to say. He used to say, there is no time for jealousy. This is a time to be happy, angry, sad, whatever, but never jealous. I don't know why.
I like that.
Yeah. My dad was a smart man. I miss that guy. He'll be gone 8 years this week. It happens so fast and time flies. Here we are in a new year. Some of us are making resolutions. Some of us have broken them already. But Laura had mentioned maybe an intention is better.
Yeah, I think intentions are more manageable, and then it allows you for some bumps or hiccups along the way.
Hiccups. Right? Yeah. So I don't, like, I've been taking care of my health now better for years. Like, what, 2 years maybe, Laura? You've been with me.
Yes, 2 years.
And so that can't be, like, a resolution or an intention because it's something I've been following along on, and I've been doing okay. About 5 years ago, one of my resolutions or intentions was patience. And I have come a long way there, except for when it comes to work. When I'm at work, I'm just constantly getting pissed. I'm like,
You are not patient.
I know.
Listen, but I love you so much. You are like the least patient person.
But in my personal life, I have become so simple and uncluttered, so laid back. People are like, Tom, is that really you? They knock on my head when they come to visit. Is that really you? And I'm like, yeah, it's all cool. You know?
No, you're chill. You're chill at home.
Yeah.
You're chill in your personal life. But, oh, friend, you are not patient or laid back when it comes to professional existence.
No. I have zero tolerance for stupidity, especially when it's self-inflicted. I say this all the time. And now I have to pull back on this. I have to start breathing deeper. And when something really, really stupid happens, I have to keep it zipped. And that's hard because another genetic thing that I share with generations of my family is the gift of sarcasm.
The gift of sarcasm and the gift of gab.
Some call it a curse.
Strong.
Some call it a curse. So I've decided here I am back, fresh, January 4. I'm just going to let it be, man. Whatever happens around me, I'm just going to watch.
All right. Very Paul McCartney, very John Lennon.
I'm just going to let it be. And then I know they're going to look at me and say, what do you think, Tom? And I'm going to say, I'm not going to tell you because it doesn't matter. You know? So I think I'm just going to boil it down to one word, Laura. Patience.
Okay. Your intention for 2021 is patience.
Yes. Yes. How about you?
Okay. Well, this one's a little bit more tangible. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
I am looking to limit my screen time.
Ooh.
So how am I going to do that? Because we're also connected to these little devices in our hands, etc. So I've already set up limits on my phone, right? So the whole thing, it shuts down at like 9 p.m.
Right.
However, I have decided that I would like to read, my intention for 2021 is to read an actual book a month. So one book a month to then total 12 books for this year.
There you go. And so less screen time, more book time.
Yes.
I like that. I like it.
It could be an easy read, like a beach read, like a little romance, or mm-hmm. else it could be nonfiction, whatever. But every month, I'm going to read a book.
You mentioned Lennon McCartney. I got the book, The Last Days of John Lennon, for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I finished it. I finished it by New Year's. It was like...
Was it good?
What an amazing book. It was scary.
May I borrow it?
Sure. It was scary.
Okay,
it was
cool.
It was entertaining. It was frightening. It was everything. And I thought when I closed that book and I started a second one that my daughter got me, she sent it to me, I'm thinking, you know what? I should do this more often. So you're right. Like maybe a book a week, a book a month. You know, a book a month is probably more tangible. Like
I think so, because if I was like, oh, a book a week, it almost becomes a chore.
Yes. Exactly.
And I kind of want it to be something that like organically fits in my life. And I always find myself reading on vacations.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have a vacation in 2020.
Right.
So I'm going to read a book a month in 2021.
There you go. All right. So I'll work on my patience, which I think I can do. Depends how I get through today's Zoom meetings. But anyway, I'm going to do this.
You can't.
And so there you have it. Maybe you have an intention or a resolution, whatever you want to call it. Let us know. The Ford Fun Line always open at 1-800-326-94KX. And
New year, new you, Tom.
Yeah.
New year, new you.
Don't be lonely. You got Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark's up in just a bit with the news. Rob, the Sports Center, and an AccuWeather check. And another look at Winter Watch. There are four or five school delays this morning. We'll get to them. A brand new year in Lake Superior State University has put out their annual list of banished words and phrases that we're all sick of hearing. You know what the number one word is.
It's probably social distancing.
Well, you're close. The number one word is COVID.
There it is.
Number two is Karen. Ooh.
I'm sorry, Karen's everywhere.
Exactly.
That's a shame.
And then there are phrases that we've heard through all of the television commercials and announcements.
Pivot.
In this difficult time.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
How about we're all in this together?
It makes me think of High School Musical.
Okay.
Or else all the emails that come out or the social media posts out of an abundance of caution.
Yes, an abundance of caution. Do you really need an abundance of caution, or is caution enough?
Just be cautious.
Yes, just be cautious. And remember, we're all in this together.
We'll get through this. Together.
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 We got this, all right?
Together.
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 Tom and Laura together on the radio again in 2021. Hey, stay with us. We don't want you to go anywhere. We bring you new stuff in the new year.
I have news.
And what sort of news do you have?
Well, we have news with Mark Lawrence, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. But now we bring you something new called The Good News with Laura.
That's right.
Good.
That's right. I have scoured the interwebs, friends, to bring you only the best, the goodest, the brightest, the most positive stories to kick off this bright and beautiful new year that is 2021.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so saw a guy in Philadelphia, so right here in our awesome state of Pennsylvania, has been raising money for charity by making pizzas in his kitchen. And then during lockdown, he designed a pulley system to drop them to people from his second story window. Instead of charging people, he just asked them to donate to charity. And so far during the global pandemic that has been COVID-19, he has raised over $30,000.
Right here in Pennsylvania. Wow.
Yes. He put tables and chairs outside and then a box, and he literally would just make people smile. He was on CBS this morning on Saturday this past weekend, and he basically spends 3 days making the pizza dough, mixing up a big batch on the first day before rolling it into balls, blah, 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 and then goes about and then giving away the actual pizza.
I like it. I like it a lot. Doing some good.
Awesome? I know. So that's the good news. I have two other quick stories really quickly.
Okay,
we'll do
go
like
ahead.
Three maybe every day.
Okay, go ahead.
So Recently, a doctor in Arkansas decided to close his practice. He wants to teach instead of being an active practitioner. On his way out, because it was his personal medical practice, he forgave $750,000 worth of his patients' medical debt.
That's good.
He sent letters to 200 people for Christmas to let them know that they didn't have to worry about it anymore. He took care of the debts for them.
Good news. And finally,
last but not least, a drive-thru worker mentioned to a customer that he used to go to college but had to drop out because he couldn't afford it. So a bunch of the regular customers at that particular coffee shop banded together, started a GoFundMe, and raised over $20,000 to send him right back to school.
And that, on a Monday morning,
is the good news
with Laura Good. We always knew not to eat yellow snow as a kid. It just wasn't a good idea, especially if you had a dog.
Yeah. Don't step on, don't touch, and definitely do not eat yellow snow.
Yes. And anything lying on the sidewalk, pick it up and throw it away. Don't put it in your mouth unless you dropped it.
Very true.
3-second rule, right? But now there's a weather girl over the weekend in Iowa who went nuts on TikTok telling people not to eat icicles. We all ate icicles when we were kids.
We absolutely did. We would also pick up and crunch on fresh handfuls of snow.
Yeah.
I mean, you would kind of pretend they were popsicles.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, don't ruin it for our kids. Our kids have very little to do. I was talking the other day about snow angels. Remember how you used to run outside as soon as it coated the ground or the porch or the sidewalk, and you would make a snow angel? I said it to a bunch of kids. They didn't even know what it was. They're like, what? How do you
really?
Do that? How do you do that? I'm feeling like these things are lost nowadays. Like, how many kids out there would pick an icicle off the roof of the house and just like you said, eat it like a popsicle. It's fun.
It's very fun.
Well, not if you're a weather girl from Iowa.
When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. And that water picks it up and freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop.
You're eating poop.
Wow.
I mean,
here's the thing. You know what? My mom texted me.
Okay.
We did these things. We didn't die.
Exactly. This is what I'm thinking about.
You're eating poop.
No, it's an icicle.
Bird poop. A lot of it.
No, you're eating frozen water that came off the roof.
You're eating poop.
Just stop. Let your kid eat an icicle.
Yeah, it's fine.
Boosh is right. We did a lot of things like that, and we're still alive.
We'll make it to see another day. It'll be okay.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Movie Mike with your first entertainment report of 2021. A movie based on the invention of the iconic puzzle toy Rubik's Cube is in the works. It will be about how Professor Erno Rubik's toy became a pop culture phenomenon in the 80s and beyond. The Rubik's Cube was invented in 1974 and was licensed as a toy in 1980. To date, over 450 million Rubik's Cubes have been sold around the world. Since 2018, amateur and professional speed cubers from all over the world have faced each other, battling for the chance to prove their skills in the Rubik's Cube World Championship Finals at Boston. No director or stars have been announced for the Rubik's Cube movie yet. Singer Taylor Dayne is defending herself after taking the stage at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve as part of President Donald Trump's annual celebration. The Love Will Lead You Back singer took to Twitter to respond to criticism from fans who were upset to hear that she performed at the maskless event during the coronavirus pandemic. Many also said her appearance seemed to be an endorsement of Trump's policies. In a now-deleted tweet, she wrote, quote, "I'm saddened by all this. I try to stay non-political and non-judgmental and not preach," end quote. Please, everybody, wear your masks. And looking at the box office, Wonder Woman 84 held on to the top spot for a second week, although it had a big decline in ticket sales. It had just 5.5 million over the weekend. The Croods, A New Age, came in second with 2.1 million. The Tom Hanks Western News of the World, which is fantastic, by the way, was third with 1.6 million. Monster Hunter came in fourth with 1.2 million. And Fatale rounds out the top five with $700,000. Those are your entertainment stories for this first Monday in 2021. I'll be back on Friday. See you then.
Sounds good, Mike. From his home studio, Movie Mike with Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. A check on sports, of course, and AccuWeather, and another look at those two-hour school delays. Just one more look, or you can peek right now, right, at WQKX.com.
Indeed, you can.
There you go. Coming up next hour, I got... Here's a phrase that Laura uses a lot. Here's the thing, she says, right?
I do say that a bunch.
And that weather girl we just heard from, who is complaining about children eating icicles, which is no big deal, she said, here's the thing. They're full of bird poop. Well, here is the thing, Laura. There's little things in life that kind of bug me.
Oh, boy. And is this going to grind your gears? Like, are we going to have a Peter Griffin Family Guy moment?
No. I'm just going to take a look at one simple little thing around the house that could become a big thing. See if you can help me. It's all coming up next hour.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
So here's the thing. This is a new feature. I'm just going to talk about life, and I need your help. What do you think?
I think it sounds like a plan.
All right. Holidays. Hanging around. Nobody's visiting because of the COVID, the pandemic, in the house, all alone. Mm-hmm. Then I find out the toilet's broken. Dun, dun, dun. Here's the thing. Toilets used to be the easiest thing in the world. Even a stupid radio announcer could fix them.
Yeah, I mean, also YouTube can be helpful.
Oops. See, that's why I needed your help yesterday. I didn't think of going to YouTube or any social media. I picked the lid up off the thing and said, hey, why aren't you shutting off? The water just kept running. I'm on a well system. We can't have that. So I take the lid off. Maybe I'm old school. I remember there used to be this bar going across the top with a big floaty ball. And when the ball floated, the water got higher. When the ball floated up so high, it shut the water off.
Yes, that is correct.
So I'm thinking, okay, maybe the floaty ball came loose. I take the lid off the tank. There's no floaty ball. Who the hell changed the guts on the toilet? And why did we have to? Couldn't we just keep it simple? I don't know. So I'm like, well, no floaty ball. What's this thing over here? So guess what I started doing? Monkeying around.
And what happened?
This is a bad thing.
Okay. So you monkeyed a little bit too much.
Yes. I made a bad situation worse. Now I don't know. We have help already on the toll-free line. Look, I'm a radio announcer. All I do is talk. Okay? I don't know how to fix anything. But the thing, I don't know, it should be easy to fix, right?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, you know how you pick up the lid. Remember how there used to be this little rod with a floating ball, and when the ball floated up to the top of the water, to the top of the tank, it shut off. Right?
Yes.
Well, now you don't even have that floating ball. Now you got this big, stupid-looking gadget on the left. What is that thing?
It's a fluid master. What does it? The toilet don't shut off. It keeps running.
Well, yeah, and then I find out. Well. The little bar that's attached to the chain that pulls the plug in the bottom of the tank out, that bar is interfering with whatever you called it, the Floyd Master. So I try to bend the bar myself and I break it off.
You broke it off?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So
do I just go to the hardware store and buy a new handle?
If you broke the handle, yeah, that's the easiest thing to do.
Okay, well.
And if it keeps running, there's a... There's a black seal inside that fluid master.
Oh, fluid master. Okay. There's a black seal in there that has to be replaced?
It's just a seal in that.
Oh, okay. Well, you make it sound easy. You must be a plumber.
For 50 years I was.
What are you doing this afternoon?
I'm retired. Calm down.
Okay, Tom. So I've been thinking, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
We've been talking on this first Monday of 2021, New Year's resolutions or intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about getting your health in order,
mm-hmm.
and now you're trying to work on professional health, i.e. patients, right?
Patients at work, yes.
So over the past 2 years, you've actually had a couple of surgeries.
Yeah, fun.
Some broken parts fixed.
Yep.
But I have a random question for you.
Okay.
Did you ever say anything weird coming out of anesthesia?
Hmm. I've done weird things, I guess. I guess, from what I understand, after my first surgery of last year, the nurse said, do you want some Jell-O or applesauce? And I was like, applesauce! I'll take some applesauce!
But you don't like applesauce.
No, I don't. So they fed it to me, and I don't even remember.
It's like, really?
It's embarrassing. Thank goodness, like, one of the nurses didn't whip out their phone and just video the thing. It would be viral, right?
Oh, my gosh. Really? So I took one of my very best friends, Kyle, to have his wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, no.
And when they took me back then, and I was waiting for him to come too, he did, and the first thing he said was he asked if Beyonce was available. I said, no, she's not. And then he was like, her new album and that song, Lemonade. I was like, yeah, what about it? This is a couple years ago, obviously.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's just, she kept talking to me about it, and I'm so thirsty.
These are the things, and this is why, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I had to take the city bus home because we didn't have a car. So I'm in high school, my mom puts me on the city bus, and I start cussing out loud about my high school football coach.
Oh,
I called him every name in the book.
No way.
My mom started crying and praying the rosary. We couldn't get off the bus.
And when I had my wisdom teeth taken out, they were so mean to me. And my parents keep telling me that they weren't. And I was like, that doctor was so mean. To this day, I swear to God, my parents are lying to me.
I know. Funny things happen. You do funny things.
Well, did you see this guy? So I guess one of his friends, again, took him in to have some surgery. He had surgery on his leg. And did you see what he asked for coming out of it? It's actually really funny.
I literally felt like I've been in here for a minute.
No.
I thought she just walked through the stuff and then said, all right, put your clothes on.
No, here. We've been in here for like 40 minutes. Yeah?
Hand me the Doritos.
The Doritos?
Are you so loud? I don't
know. This poor guy.
Oh my God. I am so hungry.
I love how he whispered it. Can I have some Doritos?
If Doritos doesn't use that as a marketing campaign, I'm going to be really upset. Can I have the Doritos?
Oh, good luck to him. Good luck to him. The news is coming up next to check on the sports and weather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I hope that guy does get the contract because you know what? I never got a call from an applesauce company.
That's a shame. And you know what? Apparently, those mean doctors are still mean.
We just talked about it, football a little bit. Our sister station, The Valley at 100.9, carries the Steelers, and Eagle carries the Eagles. So Eagle 107 is done for the year because the Eagles lost. And that means your dad has to deflate the big inflatable football player in his yard and put it away.
Listen, again, that only gets inflated if they make the playoffs.
So he didn't drag it out this year.
Yeah. No, he did not. And unfortunately, I don't think, because they're not in the playoffs, I don't think it's going to see the light of day this year.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. And it's so sad. Even yesterday on ESPN, one of their countdown shows, the female anchor said, that division is so bad, nobody deserves to be in the playoffs. And of course, all her ex-football player, now broadcasters. Hey, wait a minute. But it's the truth. I mean,
it is.
The Washington football team grabs the division? What? They don't even have a name. Get out of here.
The Washingtons?
Yeah, the Washington football team. Okay.
I know, and
they grabbed the division with a record of like 6 wins and 100 losses or something like that. I'm like, what? Anyway, Steeler fans, you're happy. You lost to the Cleveland Browns yesterday, but everybody's saying it's because Ben Roethlisberger didn't play. And guess who you play this coming weekend in the playoffs? The Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Back-to-back games. That's got to be tough.
I kind of forgot that, like, professional sports are still ongoing. so much else going on in the world.
Yeah, the holidays and everything. And, yeah, the rest of the world. That's for sure. Anyway, my point here, I guess, is Cleveland Browns at Pittsburgh. It's a Sunday night game, and you can hear it on The Valley.
On our sister station. Yeah, on The Valley.
Real long pregame starts at 6:15, kickoff at 8:15 on The Valley. My team's in the playoffs.
Sorry. Yes, you are a Baltimore Ravens fan. They are in the playoffs. Good for you.
And my buddy texted me yesterday with, "Hey, we're watching the game. You want to come over?" I was like, "You're watching the Ravens?"
What?
Big Steelers fan. "You watching the Ravens?" No. And then I wished our good friend Sean Carey a happy birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was his birthday.
And I said, "Not much of a birthday present. Cleveland beating up on your Steelers." He didn't.
What did he say?
He didn't reply.
Oh, geez.
Just got a generic Sean Carey happy new year to you too, bud.
Well, don't hate on his Steelers. He's like the number one Steelers fan this side of the Allegheny River. So, you know.
Yeah, and then there's your dad with the inflatable waiting for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That isn't going to happen. And there's Rob the Sports Center. Rob the Sports Center. Very sad man today. Big Eagles fan.
Yeah, huge. Huge Eagles fan.
Grew up in Philadelphia. Loves his Eagles. As soon as I saw him this morning, "Sorry, Rob." He was like, "I know where you're going with this."
I know. Thanks, bud.
Chad Evans is coming up next in the midday. He's got that way back lunch. If we could go way back, since it's the first of the year, how about DJ Earthworm and his latest mashup of number one songs since way back?
This was so cool. It's like 4.5 minutes long and played, what, from 1970-something to 2020, all of the number one hits mashed together.
Yeah, it starts with the Jackson 5's "I'll Be There," and it just rolls. Peter Gabriel?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Stroke!
Hey.
A little safety dance for you, Laura. Hey. Pretty cool. Like Laura says, it rolls. It rolls a long time. But if you want to Google it, just Google DJ Earworm, okay? They call him Earthworm, but you get it. It's music for the ears. He's an earworm. All right? So DJ Earworm, and get a big long sample of that. Everything from the Jackson 5, and it ends with The Weeknd's "Blinding Lights," which is the song,
it's pretty
the
cool.
number one song from 2020. So very cool. We like to wrap up the show usually with a thought for the day. Do we do that in 2021?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, we are going to keep it rolling for 2021. Okay. I feel like we need the thought for the day to continue.
Yes, since our pandemic continues and our alternate lifestyle continues. I think we should keep it going. What you got?
So I found this really cool website, and I can't say the name of it on air because it contains a naughty word.
Okay.
But for the first Monday of 2021, I figured, just in case somebody out there needs to hear this, listen up. Just a reminder out there, in case your mind is playing tricks on you today, you matter. You are important. You are loved. And your presence on this earth makes a difference, whether you see it or not.
Great positive stuff to start the year.
Trying to keep it positive.
You'll post that, right?
Yes, indeed. I'll post it on the Tom and Laura Instagram, the 94KX Instagram, and the Facebook page.
So like it and share it, and have a good day. See you, everybody.
Bye, guys.